Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss placenta transport, detachable faces, and twins. Now play the music, Junebug.
A lot of those great older characters have died now from those films, like Blue. Well, you're my boy, Blue. Like Blue, he passed on.
Well, I mean, he wasn't. Didn't what did he look like? He looked like he was long for this world.
I don't know. He was doing pretty good after being Blue.
No, I mean that of course financially, but they didn't hire him for his relative.
Yeah,
they didn't hire him for his money. They hired him for what he looked like.
Guys, I don't know if you know, but pretty much everyone who is in the movie Cocoon is dead.
Wait, you're saying it was a fallacy?
So does that mean they've transported worlds? What happened in that movie? I can't even remember.
Oh, it was dope.
Check out the swimming pool.
It's dope. Yeah. It like because I had not been to L.A. at that point. When did Cocoon come out? 88?
Let's say 88, 87.
Okay, yeah, sure. So I had been to L.A. once. I had been to L.A. once, and it was, I don't think I had been in a swimming pool in L.A., so that was something else. To see that sort of, you know, my aunt had an apartment in Venice, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
In the Venice Canals or something.
Ooh.
In the Venice Canals.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago. And
I bet it was still expensive back then, too.
I don't know.
1985, Cocoon.
Right, so
fact checking already before we've even announced the show.
I know,
and it was a cool place, but it didn't have a swimming pool or whatever. So this sort of like L.A. feeling, La Piscine communal swimming pool was so cool.
How about we get this show started? How about that? Welcome to Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hello.
Fresh off of Mighty Ducks reunion, and
come on,
my name
man,
is Jeremy.
Don't do that. Why you gotta do that?
Why?
Why do you say it and then you introduce yourself? You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Jeremy was fresh off the Mighty Ducks yeah. reunion. He was yeah. just, he was letting you say hello.
I was getting on, I was on all the blogs, all the...
Jeremy was showing him his patented, the paparazzi wouldn't leave him alone unless he did a triple deke. So he's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll shut you up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I'm surprised you knew the triple deke.
It's like the Knox Pearl of... it's the Mox Pearl... Uh-huh. Of Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, or the triple Lindy of Back yeah. to School.
I prefer to think of it as the Make the Eyes Glow Boys of Three Ninjas.
Or the...
Which is the signal for you to start punching a guy in the balls. I love it. What is a better...
Three Ninjas? God, I can't... I just...
Oh, come on.
I don't think I can get back to that.
Oh, you're
movie.
More of a... Oh, you're more no. of a Three Ninjas kickback guy?
No. I'm just saying. I'm trying to remember. I just
back
think
me
about
up,
the...
What was the?
They all had bunk beds, and I was a little jealous because I never had bunk beds.
Didn't they have three triple bunk beds?
I think it was a triple bunk bed. Yeah, because then they were when they would kick the bad guys' asses in the bedroom.
Oh yes,
but they fight jumping out of the.
Yeah, pretty sure they
I'm
took
not
some.
Sure.
Pretty sure they took some sort of like Jackie Chan sequences and just said,
I get
"What
that,
if we? What if we put kids doing this stuff?" And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah."
In my brain right now, I'm getting that movie and Mr. Nanny. Completely thrown together. And it's not anything. It's just the way my brain works. Maybe I watched them in consecutive.
Who's Mr. Nanny?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Right. Because he has the kids under his arms.
Yeah.
In the poster. Sure. What was that? Was
same
Ernie
vibe,
Reyes Jr. or whoever that little karate kid was?
Yeah, in, Ernie. Yeah.
He was in the ninja movie? Three Ninjas?
No. It was like three blonde-haired kids.
Because I know he was in the Turtles, right? And something else he was.
Yeah. He had a good run.
He had a good run. Now he owns his own, what is it called? Daiku? No. Sensei? No.
Dojo.
Dojo.
Jesus, God.
He has his own dojo. He probably has his own sensei, too.
Sounds like
he
Southern
is
Ohio.
His own sensei, bro. Nobody can call him sensei. He is his own sensei.
No senseis, no masters.
No, if he doesn't call anybody sensei, he is his own sensei. Yeah.
No gods, no senseis.
I took karate once.
No censors. I took karate once, too.
I did, too.
Okinawan karate.
Wait, you took Shotokan as well?
It's not Shotokan.
Did we talk about it?
It's not called Shotokan.
Well, it's an Okinawan style.
Right,
Shotokan.
But it's not.
Which one did you take?
Okinawan.
Mine didn't have a name.
Fucking lie.
Mine was just
no,
like...
No, I'm not. I'm serious. I got to fucking brown belt. Thank you very much.
Whoa.
In Okinawan.
And I got to use...
Okinawan. When did you have time to do this, first of all?
This is how mom and dad tried to keep me grounded as a child.
Go ahead. You got grounded every time you went to...
No, the best part about that was because my parents were sometimes late, and next door was a luncheonette that had a couple video games.
Pac-Man?
Particularly Street Fighter 2.
Are you kidding?
Oh, boy.
You were training your mind and your body at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. I would go train, and then I would go game. Train game.
And then you began to run the train game.
I'm not sure.
That's a little early in his career, I think,
but
that sort of thing.
Because I was a brown belt, when you get to brown belt, they let you use weapons. So I got to use a bow.
Did you get to use
I learned how to like use the bow staff.
Yeah, but see, he didn't mean like a bow and arrow. He meant like Donatello's weapon.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Did you get asked to wear a purple eye?
No.
A purple eye mask, too?
No, I didn't, but... Turtles were quite popular then.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles and regular Turtles.
Pretty sure all turtles
were popular. All turtles
were pretty
popular.
That was probably part of the uptick, right? Because of the turtles and people learning
bow staff. Yeah, there was like, ever since the movie came out, we had to keep a few extra of these on it.
Nunchucks, size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bows. Thanks a lot, New York City, for making nunchucks legal again.
We took classes at our local... what's it called? It was just like where we held the fair in our little town when they did it.
Fairgrounds, I think they're called.
No, it's not that. It's something
else. I think they're called the fairgrounds.
And anyway, we would go in. And
Esplanade?
There was one guy who knew karate. And
Pergola.
I think he was a black belt, but we didn't. I mean, it was Ohio in a small town, so who knows. But
Buckeye Pergola.
We go in and we're
so
allowed to get.
Basically, you're saying is a random stranger was teaching you how to fight?
Well, he was a family friend, you know what I mean?
Family friend.
Yeah, so it was like a church type thing. But anyway, we go in.
This is how you defend yourself from a man coming at you with a crucifix.
After we sort of get two or three lessons in, we were allowed to get broom handles, which are the... We know we can't buy
chosen,
like all this karate shit, so we get like broom handles.
The chosen weapons.
Doing the staff with the broom handle. And then my brother, who was a couple years older than me, he was in there one time, and he was facing off against the sensei. And he went to do a move, and he kicked him square in the face, knocked his glasses off.
Yes!
And the guy was like,
let's go to lunch.
It's hard to be a person in power when you just got kicked in the face by a student, and your glasses go flying.
Right. Yeah.
That's a tough moment.
Then you have to gather yourself. Yeah.
You got to gather yourself. You got to give yourself some extra steam.
Yeah.
Like, I would get up from that and be like, that was great. That's how you do it. Yeah.
I don't think that was the response.
No, it probably wasn't.
Kick me in the Jimmy.
Yeah. Kick me in the Jimmy.
There was a moment
of
Beavis
and Butthead?
Yeah. Did you watch any of your box set yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Yeah. That was part of the only parts I remember, because Mike Judge is so scary. Without the moderating influence of Greg. Greg.
Needs to be cut a little bit.
Yeah. Greg. Simmons? No. Daniels.
Thank you.
Greg Daniels.
And it's better because when you have unfiltered Mike Judge is different. Sometimes you can't take it.
Oh. Well, I haven't listened to much of any box sets. Did see a lot of box sets.
Did you watch your
Mighty Ducks reunion?
Did you watch your? Did
you see how I did that?
Let me take this over. Go ahead.
Did you decide how to divide up your iTanya DVD, Blu-ray, and digital copy?
It's still sitting right there.
Oh, still sitting right there.
Yeah.
I noticed my screener of it was poking out of an envelope that I should give to my mother today.
Can't do that, man.
What? Can't
transfer.
You gotta
throw
them.
It out.
No, I know.
You have to throw it out.
They're supposed to
SAG
evaporate.
SAG rules.
They're supposed to
She's
evaporate.
Gonna throw it out in her trash can.
Okay, sure.
Oh shit!
And then she'll dig it out.
I never should have rejoined the.
Yeah. So tell us. You had a very long. You covered a lot of miles. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the last week.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
couldn't tell.
Just went to. You know, thank you so much. Yeah, I've been using a new moisturizer.
Oh.
Does it have argan oil in it?
No. I don't know.
You still pulling?
I'm still pulling.
Still pulling for the wedding?
Still pulling from the wedding. Still pulling, still smoothieing.
Yeah. There's always a wedding coming. There's always a wedding coming up. You know what I mean? Kate's got a big family, so.
But anyway, sorry, we've interrupted you.
No, dude, it was awesome. We got to watch the Mighty Ducks with a bunch of like.
I'm sorry, the actual Ducks.
The first the one. So it was like an amalgam of people who are in the first one, the second one, and third one, or some were in all three, some were in just two. I was in just one. A couple others were just in the, you know, I was in the one, just the one.
That would be like me.
But it's the one that they showed.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they had, it was like a Rocky Horror type situation where like there was a DJ.
A review.
There was like a DJ who had like, they put like bags underneath all the seats and they were like, you know, when Goldberg farts in the limousine, like they had like a little, you know,
fart whistle.
A fart whistle. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Is that what they call those?
They had a whoopee cushion.
John Fart Whistle, right? Was
not a fart whistle. It was a whoopee cushion.
John Fart Whistle played bass for the Who?
John Entwistle.
I've been to the fart whistle plant.
They make those in Ohio, and that's why you had to get out.
Oh, no, I don't know. That's what it is.
What? Ohio used to make all the coolest novelties. I have no follow-ups.
Did they make
I will not be entertaining any
Do you remember
questions.
These, the little round tubes?
Yes.
Do you remember those, Dan?
We called them whizzers.
Whizzers, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You do this.
Yeah.
I can't remember what we called those.
Those were
have those there, but they did have duck noise. You know, the duck noise, because they duck calls are they're trademarked
by the Duck Dynasty.
By Duck Dynasty, another brand we hate. But we watched the movie with everyone. They stopped it halfway through and they brought us out and it was like a bunch of us.
They showed the whole movie?
They showed the whole movie and they stopped it right as my part was like me entering the team.
Nice.
And
bust through the screen?
No, they didn't show it. They stopped and they brought us out and they did that. We did the whole shtick and talked for a while.
Now let's watch
really
the credits.
Cool and great. And then they like took us off and they're like back to the movie and they like skipped the chapter. So I just happened to be on the fucking
you were omitted?
Team. No, yeah, there was no. I didn't get my origin story. I didn't get my origin story.
Yeah,
and
you never forget your first origin story. But mine was I'm a bad brother.
It was cool to see like Eldon, who is Fulton Reed in the movie. He's got a little
you mean
like
Foggy,
three.
You mean Foggy Nelson?
Foggy Nelson, correct. He
from Marvel's Netflix's Marvel's Daredevils.
He's got his 3.5-year-old son like sitting there with him, and he's like great. Watching it and like pointing to him, and like he's bugging out like. Oh, there's dad, like the whole thing. And I just thought that was very, very fucking sweet. Mm. And it was like, it was, you know, one of those moments that I look forward to doing that. I'm sure you will too.
Yeah. I told you guys recently that I showed G just a tiny slice of The Day of the Dot. Where Allie and I kiss, and all he could focus on, was that I put down the trombone. And
oh, that's
away
right.
From
that's
it.
Right.
We've been doing more musical stuff. Took G to the sing along yesterday because of President's Day. Ooh. It was a nice day off, and the clerk there was like, didn't know who I was because I'm never with my son on a Monday. sold me a juice. Looked skeptical. But that shit was packed. The old kiddo sing-along with one of their favorite.
One of their favorite what?
Performers.
Local Brooklyn performer?
Ari, who wears a headband, and the kids love him.
Nice.
He's got fans so bad that they wear headbands be like him.
In tribute.
That's amazing.
And somebody wore yellow wristbands this past time. So full of kids. And then
full of kids.
I pumped Gerard half full of raspberry apple juice. One of those blends.
Mm.
One of those freaking Red Jacket blends. Now there's a brand we hate because my kid likes them. And I didn't give him enough sugar, or maybe it was a perfect amount, because he ran around before the show started, and then he just started hugging me in my lap when the
music was going on and didn't want to sing along, even though he knows all those songs. And I'm talking about he knows Ba Ba Black Sheep and he knows Twinkle Twinkle. He knows all those damn songs.
The classics.
So I think we had fun anyway. It's just some good public snuggling.
Yeah. Good public snuggling.
And I know I've complained about this before as well, but Brooklyn women, this is not unique to Brooklyn women, but Brooklyn women are who I'm exposed to a lot. Brooklyn moms have this way of wearing hats when they have bangs and it's winter, and then they just leave the hat on the whole time, and their hair's never disturbed, and you never see what's under the hat, and they just look like they're doing a hat commercial. I'm just like, because I go in and out of places and take my hat off, and I put it back on, and that's, you know, and occasionally I drop it, or I leave it in my hood. That's what usually happens, is I just knock it off into the hood of my jacket, but these... women have perfected this way of, it's a triple threat, having bangs, it being never taking the hat off, and like perching it on the head. So it just looks like it's part of their hairstyle, and I can't do it. Other people can.
Yeah, I can't do it. They pop off my head all the time.
I don't take a beanie off usually because when I do it, my hair is.
You put this one on at 6 a.m., right?
Yeah. It's an auto thing. It just goes, it just finds its way.
For the listener, Jeremy's trying to take it off with his eyebrows right now. He's wrinkling his forehead in vain.
It's not going
it's
in.
Just it's
not
covering
going
my eyes.
Yeah, I really love that. It's one of my favorite Kids in the Hall sketches is when the guy grows a beard. He's like, I think I'm going to grow that beard. God, Kevin McDonald's yeah, such a good guy.
So
at comedy.
Is this the first, to go back to the Ducks thing, is this the first time you've ever been announced at an NHL hockey game on the ice?
No way.
Second time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you go?
Second time. First time, the first time was right before the movie dropped. We were doing promotion and we went to MSG.
I was going to say, it was at the Garden, right?
We got to play against, we did like a scrimmage with the ice hockey team from Harlem.
Oh.
I scored a goal at MSG, just saying.
Nice.
No fucking big deal.
MSG.
But this time we didn't get to do that. This time, though, we did get to skate on the ice, though, at the Honda Center in Anaheim on, like, fresh ice, which is, like, so fucking dangerous.
Why?
Is it?
Yeah, well, because they're not, like, my hockey skates.
It's like driving, around.
They had to have people, like, skate on it for a while. They had to have people skate on it because it's so, like, fresh and slick that, like, it's... You know, you have to really kind of be a professional.
You know, when they start the NASCAR things, they kind of like drive back and forth to fuck up their tires at first.
Get in the grooves. Yeah, for sure.
Have you seen that?
I've seen that. Yeah.
I think it's because they have slicks. They come out with some slick tires, and
there
was
drinking in there or something.
Either way,
you thought that there was simultaneously, every single driver experiences vertigo at the beginning of a race. Every single one. Some of them being good Christians.
Yes.
I'm just assuming teetotalers. I'm not judging anyone.
Smells toast at the same time. That's what I'm saying.
Simultaneous toasting of champagne flutes.
Yeah.
You couldn't even drink in those cars. Those are the ones you have to take the steering wheel out of to get in and out.
Right.
I just, you know, a fixture of the 90s kids will remember this. Dudes walking into the club with their car radio face.
Oh, yeah.
It was a car radio, it was just the car radio face that we realized that was the most important part.
She just really made it easier for people to steal. Like, when you had to pull the entire thing out, you press the button and you get a little handle and you pull the whole receiver out. Where are you going to put it? In the trunk?
Dan and I.
Or you forget and then you leave it in there and then it's easy pickings for someone.
Right. Problems we don't experience today.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'll again remember fondly the Rockstar video games, Warriors video game, which was about stealing car radios, and I was psyched.
Mm.
Truth.
I'm not sure I ever played that, to be honest.
The Warriors game?
The Warriors game, yeah.
Oh, so good. I told you.
Was that the first Rockstar
game? I told you it saved me.
Early?
It's an early Rockstar
game. It's an early Rockstar game.
Yeah.
Not the first Rockstar.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went ice skating and we played a little bit of hockey for like an hour, just kind of like running around with the puck and shooting stuff. And the whole next day, my whole upper body hurt. My abdomen was sore from like.
But your ass was okay.
No, I didn't fall. I almost ate shit once. We all fell on purpose for like a shot that we thought was funny that they ended up not using, but they made us do the flying V.
Oh, yeah.
And then they took videos of it.
Classic.
Of us doing the flying V. Yeah, it was like that. But it was super fun and totally worth it, and hanging out with everybody and seeing old friends and stuff like that. And even people who I wasn't even in the second and third movies with, who are just super chill, we all kind of became friends. It was a very nice situation.
It's like having good cousins
and
that you don't see.
Kate and I extended our trip to L.A. We just kind of went from Anaheim and went up to L.A. and stayed there, and it was very bad weather.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, it's
raining.
It's been raining the whole time. We only really had one day.
What'd you do?
We just hung out in Venice and then went up the PCH a little bit, tried to do a little beach time when it wasn't raining, ate a bunch of good food, just kind of saw some old friends haven't seen, went to Angel City Brewing. A shout out to that place because it's awesome. They have really incredible, delicious beer.
Protect the brand.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We'd love to come see you someday on our Nostalgia Personified brewery tour.
We're brewing right through
2019.
Brewing right through spring.
I saw that they did have a stage, so I feel like we can at least
impose our will on them.
Entertain the idea of doing such.
Entertain the idea of entertaining there.
But we all went to Aaron Schwartz, who is in Mighty Ducks, and Pete and Pete and Heavyweights, he and Josh Server and I. And some other buddies, we all just fucking
kicked
it old school. Had a lot of fun. And
how
nice.
Many shots of Don Julio?
I didn't know shots of Don Julio that time.
I love that fucking story. Guy. I love that story.
Yeah. But we all had so much fun at the Mighty Ducks thing, and Marguerite was one of the people who was there, and she took a picture of me, and she posted a picture on Instagram.
Go ahead.
That first Kate saw and asked me. Did you see what Marguerite did? And I said, no, I didn't see anything.
Who's Marguerite?
Marguerite played Monroe. Connie in
nice.
Mighty Ducks.
Very cool.
You might also know her from Wet Hot American Summer.
I've never seen that.
What?
What?
The TV show?
No,
all of them. She was in all of them.
I think I've seen the movie.
Anywho, so I didn't get a chance to even look at the Instagram before I picked up my phone. I had a message from Marguerite, and she was like, oh my gosh, I can see now that I don't think you guys have said anything to anybody. Do you want me to take this down? And I was like, I don't know. I think it's fine. And I asked Kate and she said it was fine, but she blew up the spot that we're having a baby.
Having a baby!
Congratulations, Dan. That's so cool.
Thank you.
That's so cool. Bud. I hope you guys ate some super good food while you were out there and healthy baby brain food.
Healthy baby brain food, but it's hard. She was having trouble adapting to West Coast time for 5 days and then like immediately hit it the day that we were leaving.
Yeah.
So she's in a little bit of a mess. But I thought it was quite funny that of all people, you know, I think my mom could screw it up. Someone could screw it up. It had to be Marguerite Moreau.
Brendan. I think
Brendan didn't mess it up.
No, Jeremy messed it up twice.
I did not.
Jeremy messed up twice. For the listener,
negative. In front of the listener,
when you tell people secrets, you expect them to keep their secrets.
And I was,
but let's.
Brendan knew for the first. I
Brendan
think you told
did
him
not
before
know.
Me.
He
never
just had
told
a sensibility
Brendan.
About these.
No,
things,
no, no,
right?
no, no.
Intuition.
Jeremy made a boo boo and slipped, and then tried to fix it. And because he was trying hard to fix it, made it more inflammatory.
No.
I mean, they're having twins.
Yes. Which also happened. Did I tell you that?
Who had twins?
The doctor, like, you know, 12 weeks in or something like that, you know, we're getting ready for some sort of checkup, and we get a phone call, like, confirming, and the woman's like, okay, you know, we're in for 11:30, blah, 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 twins, right? Like, no twins.
Nothing.
Single?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll make a change, blah, blah, blah. Next visit.
Twins.
Same shit happens. They're like, twins? I'm like, please, can you
update
no, this
your
can
records.
You please update your records?
Third time.
Literally happened a third time. Wow. I told Kate, I was like, you have to call the doctor right now.
Tell them, I want to see.
I need to know what I'm getting myself into here.
I want to see.
I want these long nose hairs in my are turning white.
Already.
Every hour that I'm concerned that maybe there'll be twins. Not that I'm concerned, because it would be beautiful to have
just
two
thinking
babies.
About it.
That's
just
what
thinking.
Your
but
mom
just,
said, wasn't
but
it?
That's, but it's just one of those things where, like, you know, for 16 weeks or so, or you're like, messes. Yeah, just one baby.
Just
right?
hanging.
Just one
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they say twins and your whole
three
like,
times.
Yeah, literally. And you're like, oh, fuck. So yeah, that's what's happening on my front, everybody.
You're trying to get confirmation whether you're having twins or not?
No. I've been told and confirmed that it is not twins. They had a baby anatomy scan and everything. Everything's cool.
Oh, there's
chose
no,
not to know who
but there's
what
no
the baby
two,
is.
But there's no like extra set of teeth like the one baby ate the other?
No.
Because that's what sharks do in the uterus. It's amazing, bro. Sharks are amazing. Sharks give birth.
They're the bird of prey of the sea.
Sharks are the bird of prey of the sea. They give birth to like several embryos live that then fight it out, and they give birth to the one that wins. I swear to God. They like, you know how the baby eagles kind of like.
Isn't that how
I'm not
okay.
fucking with
okay.
you. This
all
is
right. A, okay, I believe you.
They
so the baby,
I can tell in his voice that
I swear
that
to
you're
God.
Being real right now.
The baby eagles do that thing where they, you know, one will try and monopolize the food, and then the parent is like, you know what? The other one's not going to live through the winter. I'm just going to give it to the one. Maybe when there's two, if the, you know, when they usually hatch a pair, like one is always trying to like dominate the other and stuff like that. So
would you just consider that always just a runt of the litter?
Yeah, but they they tend to live. They get Disney movies made about them. They don't get fucking pecked to death. This one's going to be called Blindo. You know what I mean? That's going to be the
Blindo
is going to be the Disney movie about the
blind parrot.
What? No, it's going to be the eagle that had his eye pecked out by his big brother who was trying to take all his food. Yeah. So I think it's nurse sharks. No, tiger shark embryos. Tiger shark embryos fight it out in the
That's
uterus.
That's why they're named tiger sharks.
Jeremy, I swear it.
I believe you.
I mean, there was no mention of hummus, so I'm obliged to.
Oh, give it.
That's it. That's a dead giveaway.
That's my marker. Yeah, uh-huh. That's my bullshit meter.
That's amazing.
Yes. Well, congratulations, Dan. We're very happy for you.
That's
Thank
awesome,
you.
Man.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see the day.
We're going to have.
We're little Gerard and little baby Danny.
I know a good doula, if you want a good doula.
There you go. Cheap rates.
Cheap rates. Brings her own inflatable birth pool. You guys are going to. What floor are you guys on? Fourth floor, right? You probably want to have the home birth. It's much better than, you know, going up and down
having
the stairs
to get
all
up
the time.
And down the stairs?
Yeah.
Well.
Have the home birth.
We'll see what happens. NYU Langone is where we're going. And they're.
Kenneth Langone, big time Catholic and one of the founders of the major early starters of the Home Depot.
In NYU?
Who
New York University.
New York
University.
Here in the state of. Here in the state, the city and state of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Langone said. He said to the cardinal, he's like, this pope, you got to tell him to lay off the rich people stuff. You got to tell him to stop talking about the social justice and stuff like that, because you need contributions from us to renovate St. Patrick's Cathedral. And if you keep villainizing us, we're not going to want to give you as much money to make St. Patrick's. What a shitbag.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything.
I didn't. Yeah.
Sorry.
I had no idea.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's not...
Anyway, enjoy your baby. Healthy baby, man. Healthy baby. Adele has, what do you call it, experience on, you know, every freaking hospital. So I think she'll be able to give me a good evaluation very soon and probably give you the stamp of approval.
Okay.
I don't know what we're doing.
I understand that.
And you guys don't have cats, right? No cats.
As appetizing as that sounds.
Bro, she can just pick up the placenta from you.
Get really weird. It's exactly that. Like, yeah, you can make the pills for the placenta.
Imagine taking the placenta home on the B43 bus. Nothing. $2.75 on the Metro card and a little bag of bio.
No. It's like Futurama, like the head. The guy's head and the thing. Yeah, it's in a jar.
Yeah, so.
Surrounded by fluid.
You're going to take a lovely journey on the B43 bus into...
No, I got a car, man. No, I'm not going to be dealing with that.
Not you. I'm talking to the placenta.
Oh, no, the placenta comes with
take,
us, right?
No, the placenta's going to take
You got to bring a cooler if you want to keep it. That's what they said.
It's also like
not
a,
even kidding.
It's also like a rigging job. Yeah, yeah. You also have to sign something, and they do something about pathology. It depends on the hospital. But then it takes a journey.
NYU Langone is a hospital that has many student research everything. So every time we go there for like a checkup or something like that, like there's someone like,
would you like to participate in a study?
It's exactly right. But
we're studying the effect of paper towel tank tops on human skin.
We're studying the effect of where you live and in carcinogenic value of where you're living and how that affects.
Oh yeah. I would, like, there's all I would go off the charts because I'm in Greenpoint. You're
like,
okay.
It's like, you know, spit into this, pee into that. Let me take blood for this. And they don't ever tell you what the results are going to be. You're just helping the study. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I kind of find that awesome, to be honest.
Yeah, I think as long as healthcare information is anonymized enough for studies, then we're in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, your name and everything, nothing gets...
Well, for tracking purposes, you know, it's
good.
Well,
just be curious, like, at the end, like, you participated in the study, like... Will you give us the results? And they said no.
Yeah, G was born in a...
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So how is that? I'm glad
it doesn't
help
other
people.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going to help me personally. Well, if it helps everybody, you know, when they release the study, then you'll find out.
Right.
But G was born in a teaching hospital, in a city hospital. So they did all this stuff about, does the mom have this? Does the mom have that? Does he breastfeed right away? How's his birth weight? How is his immunizations? How, you know, because
right.
the city
they want,
is collecting
they want the statistics.
Yes, because the city is collecting
analysis.
The statistics.
Yes.
And so I had to give him a name. How about some names? Let's talk names.
Oh boy. Well, you don't know the gender yet.
How about we don't know the gender yet?
So, Pete would be good for either one.
I mean, no.
Petunia or Pete? So, yeah, it's pretty
Petunia
easy.
Or Pete.
You know
Pete.
What's very funny is because when I wrote on that Instagram, I said that. I said, we don't know if it's going to be a Peter Petunia, and I can't tell you how many people were like, Petunia is the female Pete. It's just blowing my mind.
It's your it's the yin to your yang.
I thought that was very funny. I feel like that was always sort of tongue-in-cheek to me.
You could... Let's open a bar.
Pete and Petunias?
No, just so, you know, you could have your restrooms.
What does that mean?
You know, whenever you go to a hokey restaurant in the gender binary, you're always getting, you know, horses and ponies and fillies and mares and saddles and cowboys and hopalongs and Cassidys.
I always use the saddles door.
Well, that's if I have to take a shit, I always use the saddle stuff.
Yeah, and they're all saddle toilets.
Saddle toilets.
That's
oh my God. We are going to make a great theme restaurant.
That is the ultimate billion-dollar idea. You know what I'm saying? That's the ultimate.
Ultimate money-making idea.
I'm into it. As long as I can make some vegetarian bowls and a couple meat protein bowls in there, like
bowls for sure.
Let's do it.
There's some bowls
for sure.
I told you my idea I've always wanted to have was I want to have a bar club, like rock bar, that serves breakfast sandwiches exclusively. Like, and gets the good bagels. Like, it's just like that kind of place. And like late night, if you want like a bacon, egg and cheese or a Taylor ham,
that's where you go.
Egg and
tower.
Cheese, a scrapple.
You get a tower.
Yeah, like seriously, just like one, like,
yeah,
one top like that. Just,
and what
just
would we
grill.
Call it? You know, Little Pete's closed in Philly, right?
I know,
So we could buy their signage. We could buy their signage.
That was all good stuff too. That's like neon signage.
Little Pete's. No, I don't. Wouldn't call. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
For your living room, that would be amazing.
Hmm.
Or this podcast studio, that'd be amazing.
We'd call it Rolling Thunder. That's what I would call it. If we're gonna go Pete and Pete reference.
Good idea. But then what would you call the restrooms?
Well, Rolling Thunder, you could make it sort of cowboy themed if you wanted to. The name lends itself pretty easily to saddle toilets.
Do you know how many people would come?
Saddle
just
toilets
saddle
is
toilets?
Our billion dollar idea
That's
for this
disgusting.
Mini.
Hey, it's
you
disgusting.
Guys heard it. Hey, you heard it here first. But it just...
People go to Cincinnati
crazy.
To see the fucking Rumpke toilet fronts that you open up for the Jungle Gyms place. So
that's a good point. Didn't we take pictures? Did we take a video coming outside?
Sure we did.
Yeah. And we have pictures of you coming out of the toilet stall.
That's amazing.
Of photo proof. Not the stall, I hope.
Well, whatever it is. The Rumpke.
The Rumpke.
Yeah, porta potty front.
What's got a Rumpke?
Yeah, it got to run.
Yeah.
key.
What else do we want to talk about, gents? Oh,
we want to say thank you to the Ducks of Mighty.
Yeah, we can thank the Anaheim Ducks because they gave me a bunch of free stuff.
Thanks, right. thanks at NYU Langone. Get rid of your contributor. Get rid of your main contributor. What a shitbag. God, you're rich. We fucking get it.
My nephew pooped on the toilet yesterday for the first
time. Not Liam.
No,
I would hope.
I got three.
Henry?
Liam is. Yeah, Henry.
Don't worry. I'm on.
And Henry.
I have a nephew named Henry, actually.
Henry is so into music, and like he just got a ukulele and he just runs around talking about Uncle Danny and playing guitar. Nice. It really like
they got to hang out.
I think it upsets Kate because she'll go back to PA and he'll be like, "Where's Uncle Danny? We want to play." Like we play the
duets, yeah.
Playing the tapano, playing the guitar.
It's the tapano.
It's a piano.
But it sounds like something in Rockland County. It sounds like a Rockland County thing.
He says Topano.
Oh, he says Topano. I love that.
But so I wrote a song yesterday about him pooping, and I sent it to him, and he fucking freaked out.
Can't wait.
Uncle Funky Bottoms.
What's going to happen here?
Oh. Do you hear the song?
Yeah?
You need to hold it?
Okie dokie. Back up a little bit.
Oh, you have the bass sound. I heard the bass. I heard the bass. I heard the guitar.
Doesn't sound like a pooping song, right?
What did you live stream this?
Henry, you gotta go. But now you know. When you got that feeling gum.
Feeling gum?
Feeling gum.
You know where you gotta go. You're going to the bathroom. Yeah, you got it in the bowl.
He dropped it in. Good job. Bad.
Henry's got it in the bowl.
In the bowl. In the bowl.
Wow.
I mean, that was just off the cuff. I'm going to make a real song about that.
Yes.
About
I'm going to make a real song.
I mean, there's so many good rhymes. You know, sitting on the pot, squat. There's... Mm-hmm.
Toilet, you know, boil it.
There's so much good stuff.
I think you got to go like the Muppets route where you add one little sound effect in there somewhere.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be coming on my EP.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be making a dad rock EP.
Exterior Pisser?
Exterior. It's not going to be called Exterior Pisser.
It's an EP.
It might be Uncle Funky Bottoms.
The Uncle Funky Bottoms.
But I'm not a dad. Daddy Funky Bottoms.
That's just a little bit of vinyl.
Daddy Funky Bottoms and the No Pants Dance Party. That'll get me in trouble.
That was pretty good.
But yeah, I don't know what's happening, but like the kitty, I got another song called Eggies in their hair and they don't care. I got eggies in my hair and I really do not care. Like, so what? That's like such that's such a flossy kid song. Like, I'm so... kid,
I can
put eggies in my hair. I don't care.
I can handle this. It's no problem.
So anyway, I'm just saying I'm going to get on my kindy rock.
Nice. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's called kindy rock.
Wow, I thought he mispronounced that,
but no. It's for real.
Wow.
For real.
Kidney rock?
Well, stay tuned for that on
kidney rock.
The new Danny and Mike merch store at shop.dannyandmike.com.
Yeah, I don't have to go through any label. I can go just right through Seltzer King's podcast. Direct to download, baby.
If you want to... give us a call and let us know how you feel. It's 347-470-8150.
I can't believe that you can remember that.
I remember my phone number from when I was a kid.
We've erased it from the board at the moment.
And I looked at the board and
still
read it.
And you went to look at it and you still... Oh, because it's just been there? Can you see that?
No, I still remembered it. But I remember my phone number from when I was a kid. I remember pretty much... I have my godmother's phone number. I know my grandmother's phone number. Yeah, I know some phone numbers.
I had to teach my phone number to my wife by song.
My wife?
Really? Yeah.
I had to go, do, do, do.
Don't do it.
Do, do, do.
614-94-398. That's your phone number.
That's my, well,
Hi, Danny Barnes, Salino and Barnes.
I don't want to come off like somebody who gets doxxed on their own, like Michael C. Marona doxes people.
Oh, gosh.
Get their own people doxxed. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to follow him on Twitter, you can at Michael C. Marona.
That's right.
And if you're coming to play with words that Mike might not like, get ready for the chud. Get ready for the big old chud in your face.
Thank you to all the fans, listeners, and people who are good.
Oh, yeah. Last thing I also saw on on the Twitter because people are awesome and they respond to us and they chat with us. We had a listener tell Mike how much he sounds like he's just so happy every time he talks about G. It was such a really like lovely little note that that person sent you.
That's awesome.
I can't remember who it was, but I'm acknowledging that that was a really nice thing.
Thanks for...
Because it's true. I noticed it's true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just wait there.
For the listener, Mike is turning red as his Liverpool scarf.
Yeah.
Up the red.
What else? We're going on tour. Check that out. Go to DannyMike.com for more information about that.
/events.
First two nights are sold out, guys. First two shows sold out. Bam. What do you like? Upstate New York? Yeah, we did it.
Croydon area?
Northern Philadelphia? Yeah.
We got you covered.
We got you.
Yeah.
And then Florida.
And then
we're coming
for
you.
First time in Florida as a podcast. It's going to be fun.
And in April at the Spaceland Bar.
Connecticut.
4-4 Connecticut. Get your tickets for that because they are also going.
April will be a time for us.
Yeah, it's going to be great. What else? Check us out on the Last Podcast Network. Also check out all their other great podcasts. That's lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also, like I said before, check us out on our new merch store, shop.dannyandmike.com. And what else, gentlemen? I'm at Remy Balin or Jeremy Balin on the Instas.
I already did Michael's.
Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. And that's all of our plugs, I think.
I'm at Danny Tamborelli on Instagram and
he said
Tamborelli at... No, he didn't.
No, I didn't.
Dummy.
Well, wow.
I'm at D Tamborelli at Twitter. Yeah, that was mean. I shouldn't have said that. I called someone a dickhead on Instagram for referring to us as people that didn't care about
Mighty Ducks 3.
Around. No,
people that didn't
like,
care about being in Mighty Ducks
Sean,
2 or 3.
Sean Weiss, who was Goldberg, wasn't there because he's like, he's really messed up and having a hard time. And someone was like, maybe you guys should stop having reunions and start helping your friends. And I was like, well, sir.
Everybody's at different stages in their life.
And we've all reached out in some way, shape, or form. And nobody wishes anything except the best. So I told that person to keep their thoughts to themselves, particularly if they don't know what's going on, and stop sounding like a dickhead. And he responded like, I'm sorry, but I just want you to know that I'm not a dickhead. I was like, well, I said you sound like a dickhead.
Yeah, word. Don't be a dick. Don't act like one. Don't be a dickhead, guys.
That's our last and final parting words. Say it all together.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Don't be a dickhead.
Bye.
Do, do, do.
Put it in the bowl.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyandMike. Thanks for listening.